Effects of feedback on galaxies in the Weller simulations, elongation, clumps and compaction, by Daniel Severino et al. The evolution of star-forming galaxies at high redshifts is very sensitive to the strength and nature of stellar feedback. Using two sets of cosmological zoom-in simulations from the Weller suite, we compare the effects of two different models of feedback, with and without kinetic feedback. At a fixed halo mass and redshift, the stellar mass is reduced by a factor of 1 to 3 in the models with stronger feedback, so the stellar mass-halo mass relation is in better agreement with abundance matching results. On the other hand, galaxy elongation is robust against feedback strength. At a fixed stellar mass, M's 300 megayears, quenched, stellar, or gas-poor, clumps is absent in the model with strong feedback. On the other hand, giant star-forming clumps with intermediate ages, AGIC equals 100-300 megayears can survive for several disk dynamical times, independently of feedback strength. The evolution through compaction followed by quenching in the plane of central surface density and specific star formation rate is similar under the two feedback models. This was Effects of Feedback on Galaxies in the Weller Simulations, Elongation, Clumps and Compaction, by Daniel Severino et al.